ומצטייף עבדו, and later they decided to worship this tree. Kibiflugi, that's the Machlokes. How do we look at this tree? Does this tree become Masav or not? Tanakama Sovar Ilon Shenotu. If when they first planted this tree, they had no intentions of worshipping it. They decided just to plant the tree to make it look nice. Ulitzayf Avdu. Later, after the tree started to grow, then they changed their minds and then they started to worship the tree. The Tanakama says Muta. That's Muta because it's called Mechubal Karka, and therefore at the time when they're worshipping it, they are not doing anything now to the tree. It's there already. Therefore, it's Muta, it's not Asa Bano. In other words, when the prophet says Anasa Yashera is Asa Bano, that's when they first planted it. They had intentions then, were planting it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So it's called the Tzvis of Yad Adam L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it becomes Asa Bano. But over here, when they first planted the tree, that intention is just a beauty, not to worship it. So therefore, later when they change their mind to worship it, they're not doing anything to it. There's no Tzvis Yad Adam anymore. Therefore, Tanakam holds, that's also Muta. That's also considered like a Har itself. Rabbi Yehi said, Lili Savano, Ilan Shenotu, or Lipsaif Avdu, even though they first start to worship it later, after it was planted, still Asa, still Yishno is Asa. That's still considered a Tzvis Yad Adam. But the Yehi Lili meant to answer and say that the reason why the reason why Atze Asher is Asa, because the Tzvis Yad Adam, he means to be Moisif more than the Tanakama. That I argue on you. You hold only a tree that was planted at the beginning, L'Shem Avodah Zarah is Asa Bano. And I hold no, any tree, since any tree is always considered a Tzvis Yad Adam, a man had to do with planting this tree, even though at that time it was not L'Shem Avodah Zarah, still it's considered a Tzvis Yad Adam, and it's Asa Bano. Maybe that's the Machlokes. Merciful be mine, how do you know this? Where does it say this in the Mishnah? Rashi, Mimai Shemim, Rabbi Yossi, Asa Ilon, Shenotu Seif Chobdu. How do you know even Rabbi Yossi go so far? Yeah. Maybe only enough the Asher is, they planted it at the beginning for the purpose to worship it. But if you plant it for beauty, and later you change your mind, where's the proof that even Rabbi Yossi holds that's also? So Mor says, yes. Me, Dikatoni Seif, since it says in the Seif of the Mishnah. Mithimar Asher Rasuro, Rabbi Yossi comes to explain, why is this Asi Asher? Why is this tree? Asa Bano, Ayis Mechub Lekaka, and he answers, Mifnei Sheyesh Bo Tfisas Yedei Adam, because there is a hold of a person. A man did something here, a man planted the tree. And he adds, V'chol Sheyesh Bo Tfisas Yedei Adam, Asa. That's what he adds on. So it's a double Lashon. He answers because of the Tfisas Yad Adam. Then he says a second time, like a cloud, V'chol Sheyesh Bo Tfisas Yad Adam is Asa. The question is, what's this sefer, what's this cloud? V'chol sheyesh b'tfisas odom lasu yamai. What does he come to include? Like he's saying a double lashon here. So he must mean to include something more than just the general ati ashero. So lav, isn't it liasu yilon? He's coming to include even a case of a tree shenotu. That first they planted it just to beautify the place. Ulefseif avdu. And later they changed their mind to worship this tree. And that's the Chiddush, that's the loss of Bano, because the Meister, there was a Tfisas Yad Adam, the tree first started because a man planted it. That's Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush, that you do not need the Tfisas Yad Adam right now, b'shas you're worshipping the tree. It's enough just that it was once a Tfisas Yad Adam. Even though then it was only for beauty, and for it maybe changing your mind, still that's also awesome. Could be we'll see later on, Sukkim Wai. Now, the Yaf Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sovri, he also holds like Rabbi Yossi Glili. He also holds that Elon, Shenotu, Abseif, Avdu, Asa. He also holds this Svara, that since there was once a Tfisas Yad Adam, it will become Asa even if they first worship it later. To time, you can learn like this. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, he says, Mitoich Shenema, since the Pasuk says, Eloi Heyem Al Hahorim, that only the gods on top of the mountains. So the diyek v'loyehorim eloheim, but the mountain itself cannot become a god, cannot become an avodah zara. Of course, much like Rashi, that the mountain itself never has a locha. It in itself is not called an avodah zara. And the same thing eloheim al hagvoyis, only the gods on top of the hills. But v'loyegivoyis eloheim, but you cannot make a hill itself into an avodah zara. That's the diyuk of the pasuk. So Rabbi Yosef Rudi says, Shemay Ani, from this moment here, when the Pasuk says, Tachas Kol Eitz Ranan, anything you find underneath this tree, this Asi Hashem, Eloheihem, has a lock of an Avodah Zarah, so here the deed should also be V'loy Ranan Eloheihem, but the tree itself cannot become an Avodah Zarah. So here there should be a deed here that the Asi Hashem, the tree itself, does not become Asabano. Like it says now Mishnah, why don't you make this deal also? V'loy Ranan Eloheihem. So on this, Rabbi Yosi answers, Talmud Lomah, there's a passage that says clearly, the Ashereyim Tisrufun Vaish. It says clearly that the Ashereyim means the Asi Asherah, means this tree that they worship, clearly you should burn down. Versus Lakama Maporish, Mimai, Dinotla Slave of the Koi. Still, how do we know that this passage is talking about the Ashereyim? You're telling me from this passage it says that even though they first planted the tree Lenoi, and first later they worshipped it, still it's awesome. So something we always ask, how do you know this? Maybe this pasuk, the Asherei and Tisra from Beish, is only talking about the real Asi Asherah that at the beginning, when they first planted it, they had then in mind to worship it. We'll soon see how we know this. But I call upon him, we're learning out now, the Asherei means any tree you have to burn down. So if so, Elif, so, Tachas Koleitz Ranan Lomeli, what do I do with the pasuk that says, Tachas Koleitz, which is mashma only what's underneath the tree, is also Banor, but not the tree itself? The answer is, Harulu Kana Bekiva. This diik is from Bekiva's Rosh, who the Yosa. It only comes like Bekiva says, not to make a real diik that the tree itself is Mutabano, but it only comes to include the Yomra Bekiva. And the Yavim Viyaz, I'll come to explain to you this pasuk that Lepanech in front of you, that Komokam Shatza Moitse Har Gavoya, any place that you find a high mountain, or else be given a soil, a high hill, or else be Eitz Ranan, a tree that they worship, God, you should know, Sheyesh Shom Avos Nechavim, that there's also an Avodah Zarah on the bottom underneath it. And therefore, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have to check out all these places to make sure you uproot all the Avodah Zarahs. So where's the Gemara's Diyak that the Yosef reviewed to hold this? So that's what Rashi brings down, when he brings down the Pasuk, Talmudoyim of Yashareh and Tisra from Veish. So now the Gemara has taken on understanding that he meant to say any type of a tree, even though the tree was first planted Lenoi for beauty, and first later they decided to worship it, still it's also Bano. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also holds like Rabbi Yosef Yaglili. Now the Gemara says, Rabbonim, hi the Asherayim Tisu from Beish, my Abdulay, what did the Rabbonim do with this pasuk? The Havamina is like Ashrayim is teaching us, according to Rabbi Yosi, is teaching us that even though it was planted first, Lenoi, and then you worship it, it's also. The Rabbanim say no, they held no, they held the tree that it was first planted Lenoi, that it doesn't become, then later, then later they hold that Smutta, right? Sumutta they hold, right? Where they hold Sumutta. Says, so high the Ashrayim is Mayavli, what do they do with this pasuk? The pasuk still says he has to burn down the tree. So my answer is, Miboyla, they need this pasuk, Pito, Limon, Shenotu Metchidu Lakach. They said, there's no stira. This pasuk, the Asherim, this information is teaching us that if they planted the tree at the beginning for an Avodah Zarah, we also agree it becomes Asa Bano, and then you have to burn it. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But it's not talking about a case where you first planted it Lenoi, and then later you changed your mind to worship it. So my answer is very good. Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, nami mi boiler lahochi. This is the kasha. Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda also. How do you know to say more than this? Maybe the pasuk the Asherei and Tisrufun only means a tree that was planted at the beginning for the sake to worship it. Then it's also bano. But maybe if you first worship it later, it's mutabano. So most of true hochi nami. You're right. From this pasuk alone, Rabbi Yosi would not know his halacha. El rather, ilon shenotu l'psayf avdu minolei. How does Rabbi Yosi know to say that a tree that was first planted for beauty, and first later they decided to worship it, how do we know that that's also Asa Bano? The first pasuk only means it was planted first to worship. How do you know this? Nafkalei, mi v'yashereyim tikadeyim, another pasuk. It says the Asherayim, there avoided the tree, you should chop down tikadeyim. So, a zeyu eitz, shegidua asa, what type of a tree are we talking about, that when you chop it down, the gedua is also. But the ikroi muta, we'll make a dig now, gedua means what grows later. Because you made this tree into an avodah zarah. So it's like this. What the new leaves that grow, they become also banor. But the ikroi muta, the tree that was here before, that's still muta banor. How do you have this? The loshon of tigadeyun means chop down, mashma part of the tree, not the complete tree. Rashi says gidua, mashehechlof achrechein, what grows later on, tikoma tigadeyun, mechlad the ikroi oizu of the karka, vihenu menu. Mashmoni tigadeyun means knock off the leaves, the branches, but mashma the bark of the tree still leave there, and you could have anor. So how do you have this? What type of a tree that is only yosef banor what grows later, but the actual bark itself is mutter? Hey, zayu eitz. Shemor says she could do also the yikre mutter. Have Yermiel tell me Elon shenotu ulevseif avdu. Then a case where when they first planted the tree, what grew at that time the first year was only for beauty. So that is mutter banor. Later when they decide to worship it, it's like this. What was here before is still mutabanor. It only becomes also what grows later. The new branches, they become also banor. That's the first that later what grows, you have to chop down what grows new, but the original ikar is still mutabanor. So have a yarn the to say fogdu. Yeah. So that's what Yes is dear. Therefore there's no suit that is too sukim. One plus it says God's anticipation, you have to burn the whole thing. So he says, why? Yeah. That goes when you planted the tree at the beginning for an avodah zarah. Then the whole thing becomes also banor. And the pasuk of tigadeyun, of knocking down the branches, that's when you first planted it for your sake. So what's there at that time is mutter banor. Only later when you decide to worship it, then from then on it becomes also banor. Sorry to know. Now the Mor says, before we dash in this from the pasuk of Yashrei Tishufum Beish, that you have to burn down the tree. So Mor says like this, the question was the first rice that brought down, how does Rabbi Yossi know his yisoid that a tree that was planted for our sake first, and then worship its also? First the rice that brought down this pasuk of Yashreiim. So we ask the question, is the wrong pasuk. So when I was answering, the Brisa meant to say, Ilu lo nema. If it wouldn't have said that, I know from here. It means, Ilu lo nema, tisufum beish. The Pasuk wouldn't have said, tisufum beish, Hayisama would have said, Ashrei tekadeyun, Dilon shenotu metchil lakach. Then I would have said, this Pasuk tekadeyun also only applies to a tree that was planted at the beginning for the sake of Avodah Zarah. But, after this, the Ashrei tisufum beish, now that I have one Pasuk already, that you have to burn down the tree. And that's talking about where they planted the tree at the beginning for an avodah zarah to worship it. If so, what do I do with the second pasuk? I see it's left over now. It's left over the second pasuk. What do I need this pasuk for? Because you chop down the tree. It must mean to include that even in such a case, even though you first planted the tree for your sake, for beauty, and first later you decided to worship it, still the pasuk says, the Asherein Tegadeyun, what grows later on, the new branches, are also banor. That's Rabbi Yossi's Russia. Now the Gemara for Rabbanan, though, that they argue and say, no, every tree is always mutter banor. Every tree is mutter banor. Not every tree, but this case, it was mutter banor. If it was planted first, the noise remains mutter. Rabbanan saw the Asherein Tegadeyun, my Abdullah. The Rabbanan only have one type of a tree. Only if you plant it at the beginning from the avodah zarah is it also. But if you plant it first with noi, it remains mutter banor. So what's the pasuk tigadeyun? Come to look at Yeshua ben Levi. Yom Yeshua ben Levi. Gidua avodah tichovim koidmin lekibush Eretz Yisrael. It's like this. When Klai Yisrael Yeshua first came to Eretz Yisrael, the first thing they had to do was knock down, chop down the avodah zarah before they made the actual kibush. Because as they're coming in to conquer Eretz Yisrael, every avodah zarah they see, they have to chop it down right away. Then kibush Eretz Yisrael, koydem lebir avodah zarah. Then what? Conquering it. The conquering. Then before you go to burn the avodah zarah, don't burn it yet. first go and conquer the whole Eretz Yisrael, and after they make kibbutz, after they conquer Eretz Yisrael, then they'll come back to finish the mitzvah of burning the Avodah Zarah. Titania went like this. We have Yaisa, Rabbi says like this. But he taught them as the Chaisam. Fanach means first just chop down the Mizbeach, leave it. Vishibat the Matmatevotam, break down the Avodah Zarah, Hanach, leave it. But the more Hanach, just leave it. Father, how can you think like that? That's enough just to knock it down. Raise the boy, the Torah says you have to burn it.
Burn it.
So the answer is, Amir Puna, Redeif means true. First, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, every Avodah Zarah you see, give it a bang, chop it down.
Chase.
But don't stay there to burn it. Then go Redeif, chase after the Goyim, conquer Eretz Yisrael. The Yachat cast the right. And after you finish Kibbutz, after you finish conquering Eretz Yisrael, then you come back to finish the mitzvah of burning. That's the cost of that. Ram Tigadei means, first thing is, when you come in right away, Gidua, chop it down. Burn it, it's later on. Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that he used this pasuk to Gadayin for different reason. Now the tree is also high form. How do you know this halacha, that first you break it down and you don't worry about burning it till later? Nafkulei me avoid tavdun, a double notion. Avoid means first destroy the avoid Zorah. True. First when you come into Israel, chop them down. But the yachakach tavdun, another lotion like first, later destroy completely. Through Avodah, what are they drawing out from this pasuk? That when you go to uproot in Avodah Zorah, you have to uproot the whole tree. If you have a real Avodah Zorah, real Atzei Asherah, it's not enough just to chop down the tree, but you have to uproot the roots also. When you destroy an Avodah Zorah, you have to uproot the roots of the Avodah Zorah also. Completely. But here's the Yehuda, the Shower Shachrem, how does he know then, this extra judge? He used Avit Tavdun to teach us first destroy it and first later burn it. So how do we know the Shower Shachrem? Nafkulei miyavaratam es shmom minamokamahu. That destroy its name in this place. What's it going to do with the name? It means any sherish, any root that's there, destroy every root that they have by deserving. For Rabban, let them learn up here also. Who knows? Lichanas l'ashem. Here this Rosh Hashanah teacher is supposed to give it a nickname, supposed to call them by a nickname, L'Gnai. The Tanya will learn. We have Lezer Reimer. Minayin L'Yoka V'Zachovim. When you uproot an Avodah Zarah, She'etzorach L'Sharash Achreo, Tamalem of Yibaratem Eshimam. That you have to destroy even the name. Meaning that later on you should not say the name of the Avodah Zarah, but call it with a kinui. If you ever want to talk about that Avodah Zarah, you have to use a nickname. And make it the Gnai, but not to use the actual name of the Avodah Zarah itself.
So we say the name that when we learn the